This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Keith, do you want to start us off?
Yeah. Hi, Ange. Your biggest defeat of the season today, what do you put into?
Newcastle were good. Credit to them. I thought they were really good today. And, we just didn't really get a grip of the game at all. Right from the start, I felt like we allowed sort of Newcastle dictate sort of the way the game was played. And, we never really wrestled control at any stage. And, we paid the price for that.
I'm guessing you'd be disappointed with the defending Van de Ven, who's obviously not so good for you.
Yeah, but I think that's just a kind of symptom of kind of the whole collective of it. Don't think there was one person that was at fault today. It was about us as a collective. We never really got to grips with a game of football that we let get away from us, and we paid a price for it.
I think six of your squad today were played or were involved in some way in the 6-1 defeat. Last time. I know that was obviously before your time, but do you think there was maybe a mental aspect, maybe something that was to go over today?
I think 9 of those or 10 of those would have played when we beat them 4-1. So I don't know why one's more important. I mean, we have had a game against them since.
Yeah, so it's meant more coming back here to some games.
I'd be very surprised if that's the case. I think there are other explanations beyond that as to why we didn't perform, and some of it, like I said, is down to the opposition. Some of it is just down to us. We didn't really we didn't really get a control of the game like we have been, and we've paid a price for it.
Jack,
why have you been with the team for so long?
As I said, we allowed them to sort of dictate the way the game was played. It was kind of ended up being a transition game, but a lot of it was self-inflicted by us. We just didn't, we weren't brave on the ball. We didn't sort of, we've been really good this year at kind of, understanding that when we have the ball, we can be a threat in certain ways. And we just, we shied away from that today. And when you do that, you allow the game to sort of, like I said, be played on Newcastle's terms. And when that happens, especially away from home, it's hard for us to then kind of claw it back once it's got away from us.
Are you worried watching that given that still
not past the match of the physical time? No.
And were you concerned about the physical side again? I felt like quite a few key backs
were
players lost out today.
I was concerned with all of it. I don't think there was one area that cost us today. Like I said, I don't think there was any sort of part of our game that kind of reached the levels that it needs to for us to, to kind of be able to play the game on our terms. So whether that's the physical aspect, whether that's the technical, the tactical, all of it, we just never really got to any sort of tempo or intensity that we needed to stop a team that's got momentum right from the start. Yeah, he just felt something in the first half. He wanted to see how he goes in the second half, so I haven't checked with the medical team yet, but we'll see what the issue is.
What does it take to recover from a game like that? How quickly do you need to recover from
it? Just the same as every other game. There's no point sort of sitting around feeling sorry for yourself. There's another game in 2 weeks' time. We've just got to get ready for that. It's not the first time it's happened to us, and it won't be the last. It's part of, our growth. Sometimes that growth is painful, but it's all part of it. So you got to just embrace it, use it, and get ready for the next challenge.
You've always been quite complimentary about the mentality of this group of players, Robin, since you arrived.
Yeah. So we have to make sure that we stay consistent with that.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes,
away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.